USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has an offer for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Meet me in the demilitarized zone for a handshake. He discussed North Korea during a news conference at the end of the G20 summit in Japan.
There's been no nuclear tests. There's been no long-range ballistic tests. Gave us back our hostages, which was great, and a lot of good things are happening over there. So I let him know we'll be there, and we'll see.
Also, he spoke of the ongoing trade war with China after speaking with Chinese President Xi Jinping. He said he will not impose new tariffs on goods from China anytime soon.
We will be continuing to negotiate.
Although he does insist.
He said, you know, we can't have it where the United States loses this kind of money for the privilege of building up China. It has to be a fair deal.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
There were competing demonstrations in the streets of downtown Portland, Oregon, with fights breaking out as marchers clashed in the streets. At least three groups had planned rallies and demonstrations at different sites in the city, including members of the Proud Boys and Him Too anti-fascist groups. The fights occurred when opposing groups met. Some injuries were reported. A formal complaint has been filed against an Oregon Republican senator who threatened state police during a GOP walkout over climate legislation. The Senate Special Committee on Conduct will take up a formal complaint against Brian Boquist during a meeting next month. He received criticism after saying that state police should come heavily armed if they try to bring him back to the Capitol during a walkout by Republicans. They shut down the Senate for 9 days to protest legislation aimed at lowering the state's greenhouse gas emissions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An Alabama district attorney is still deciding whether to prosecute a woman who's been indicted for manslaughter after losing her unborn baby during a fight. 27-year-old Marche Jones has been charged with manslaughter after she lost her 5-month-old fetus. She was shot during an altercation with another woman. Police say Jones was charged because she was the one who started the fight in Pleasant Grove, Alabama. Police Lieutenant Danny Reed.
Everyone has a firearm, and it turns deadly, you know, almost at the drop of a hat now.
Investigators say 23-year-old Ebony Johnson fired the gun in self-defense as the two women argued over the baby's father. The Disney Pixar sequel, Toy Story 4, has a friend with the box office. USA's John Clements reports.
My name is Gabby Gabby, and this is my very good friend, Vincent.
Woody, pleasure to meet you.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Woody.
Friday ticket sales, as reported by Variety, indicates Toy Story 4 took in another $17 million, and that was after collecting $118 million in its inaugural weekend, after topping more than $167 million in its first 6 days. Annabelle Comes Home was second with $6.6 million, followed by Yesterday, coming in third at $6 million in sales. Aladdin was fourth at $2.8 million, followed by Secret Life of Pets, too. I'm John Clemens.
Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.